When it comes to our three procedures of the 14th of Nisan at night, we have the Bedika, the search, we then followed by the Bittul, followed by the Biur, which we do the following morning. So we could potentially have three different brachos being made. So the Gemara establishes at the bottom of Amud Aleph that we are making a bracha over the Bedika. The way that we do it, there are two versions, the beginning of the Bedika, that is, the Habodik Tzarech Shivara. So two versions of the bracha are cited in the name of Rava. One is Liva Er Chametz, and the other is Al Biur Chametz. So two destroy the Chametz, and the other is on the act of doing it. So interestingly enough, the Yerushalmi presents a third version of the text of the bracha, and that is Al Mitzvahs. Al Mitzvahs Biur Chametz, on the mitzvah of the destruction of the Chametz. Shulchan Aruch Tafla Amit Beis, Sif Aleph brings our Gemara as the version that we say, the second one, Al Bi'ur Chametz. So three points being made here. Number one, we are saying Al Bi'ur, which we said is futuristic, even though we have yet to actually burn or destroy the Chametz. Nevertheless, we see that the searching as the beginning of the entire process, because the search is for the end goal of being able to get rid of it. And you are then, right away, mevatel, nullify verbally the chametz, you're unaware of. Therefore, there's a symbolic biur taking place even at night. The Magen Avraham, Sif Katan Aleph, his words are that the bedika and the geniza, so we go, we search, and whatever bread we find, we wrap up, we put it in a bag, we get it ready for the destruction the following morning, are called biur from the house. So this explains the text we recite in the Bittul. We say, de lo biarte, that we have not yet destroyed. So referring not to what has been bagged to be burned tomorrow, but to any other hidden chametz that was for consumption or sale. So there's no bracha. However, there's no bracha on the Bittul. So we said there's a bracha on the beer. There's no bracha on the Bittul. Why? Because it is belav. It's something that we're doing inside of ourselves, inside of our conscious, our heart, our mind. It technically does not need to be spoken out with words. There's no action. So we have a principle from the Rosh in Avodah Zarah in Perek Dalet Halacha Tes, Siv Tes, so we don't make a bracha on Dvarim Shebelev, things that are inside of our heart. Furthermore, the concept of Bittul is incorporated in the word Biur. Second point is we don't have a bracha on the Bedika of Chametz either. We're only making a bracha on the Biur. The Levush writes, this is because the Bedika is rabbinic in nature, and is merely a preparatory stage for the destruction, which is the end goal. In other words, if one did bedika but did not do biur, you haven't accomplished anything. The third and final point, the Gemara explained that al biur means from the moment one decides in their heart to nullify the chametz, so the mitzvah of biur will have occurred before you've even gone out to search. Liva er, however, the language of liva er, is a language of what one still has to do. And this mitzvah may even be performed by another, even unknowingly. Additionally, most Rishonim said one could choose Leva'er or Albi'ur, since the bracha is on the future, the bedika and the biur that is to follow. Nevertheless, it's best to say Albi'ur, since the bedika, searching, is the beginning of the biur, and one does bittul of the kol chamira right away. If one did say Levar, it's still a good bracha. While in all of das settles, we have one bracha that we make, Albi'ur chametz, that one should realize incorporates all the steps of the bedika followed by the Bittul and the Biur.